Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from near Liverpool in Merseyside, England. And we're going to be joined today by the one and only Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Over there. Joined? Why, are we coming apart? Hello,
yeah,
everyone.
I think so.
Hi, Jan Christie.
And it won't be the first time, will it?
Ah, okay.
Talk to me.
Here we are with yet another edition of The Healing Fountain. Welcome, everyone. And how are you?
Me? I'm fine.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so are you.
I am perfect. Yeah, everything's perfect in the perfect time-space sequence.
That's right. And
yes,
we're joined today in just a few moments by our special guest, and it's his brother, Sean Bradley. And he's going
wonderful
to be speaking to us. I know. Fantastic. It's a welcome return of Brother Sean. He's going to be healing with the Magdalene energies. And in the chat room, I've put a couple of links in case anybody is interested in going on any of the fantastic courses. There's either a residential course, which would mean, of course, that you would need to go to Storth in Cumbria, the ancient region of Reged. Reged, it's a Celtic region of that. And he also does a distant learn Christ healing course. And so his website is http://www.sean-bradley.com and then /for-distant-learn christhealing.htm. Or if you want to take part in the residential course in the Monastery of St. Francis up there in Stowe, which is absolutely fantastic place because I've been, so I know. It's http://www.sean-bradley.com and it's practitionerscourse-residential.htm. So,
okay.
All you need to do is click on those if you're interested in learning about therapeutic channeling, and he's going to be talking about it in just a few moments when he comes on here.
Okay.
And so what have you been doing this week, Gary? Anything particularly?
Oh just the usual, radio. Just did a bit of a show a little while ago with Miss Magical. We had, you know, we always play Miss Magical on the intro on this show, and she did a nice little show with Marcus, and I was, you know, got to call in on that one. And you and Sean Bradley are going pretty well too. On, you've got a television show now.
Oh wait, no, it's not a television show. It's a live stream, and Brother Sean does the live stream presentations 3 times a day from the Franciscan Abbey of Peace and Compassion. That's on livestream.com, and he does that. And I've done a couple. No, I think I've done 4 for him. And so that was quite different. I think I prefer the radio, though. It's a lot harder in front of the camera, as you probably know. Well, you've been on TV before, haven't you, as well, Gary?
Yes, I used to do television. I interned at a TV station, and then later I was a news anchor for a while. That was a lot of work. You go around and you amass, you know, you get the story, and then you have to type up the story or rewrite it, you know, and then load it into the teleprompter and then sit in front of the camera and read it, you know. There's a lot of work.
Yeah, I bet it's really hard work. Well, I did a TV show with my group a few years ago, and that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I've got a lovely song, especially for Brother Sean, because as most of you know, Brother Sean is from Ireland. Well, no, he was actually born in Scotland, so he's Celtic, whatever. But he lived in Ireland for years and years, and he was actually in a monastery as a nursing monk over there, I think near Belfast. So I'm just going to give this little song. Oh, it could have been near Dublin. I better check when he comes on because it makes a big difference. Okay, so I'll give this little disc a spin and see if he likes it when he comes on. It'll tell us if he didn't. To make you feel homesick, Sean. Irish jig time. Come on, let's see if he's going. Thank you. out of puff. I've been river dancing around my front room.
That was rousing.
Oh,
yes.
Very. Yeah, I thought it would just play that to wake us all up.
Yeah.
Top of the morning. Yeah, it's top of the evening here. It's 20 past 10 in the evening. But never mind, I needed something to wake me up. But Gabriel in the chat room has a bit of news. She's going to be a grandma again. Wow, how many grandchildren have you already got? It's lovely to be a grandma.
It's, yeah, congratulations. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
Congratulations. Wow. Okay, so we're going to bring Brother Sean on in just a moment. In fact, I'm just going to see if he's around and about there now. Are you there, Brother Sean?
I am.
Hiya.
Hiya.
Lovely to hear
Brother
from
Sean,
you again.
Welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
I'm very well. I'm going to talk in an Irish language now. I just love that music.
Oh, good.
Well, top of the morning to you.
In habit. What was that, Harry?
I said, well, top of the morning then to you.
Oh, sure. I tell you, there's a disadvantage doing river dance in a habit.
Don't get into bad habits, Brother Sean.
Oh, sure. Now that would be talking. Can I wish Gabrielle great congratulations on being a grandma?
Again, yes.
Yeah. I'm not the father.
No, you're the brother.
I'm the brother.
He's the brother. That's right.
He's the man.
It's good to be back, and thank you both for inviting me.
Oh, any time, Brother Sean. We'd love to have you on the show.
I'm sure you say the nicest things, sister.
Oh, dear. Well, I won't say get paid for it, because I don't.
Oh, bless you, Jan.
Do we, Gary? We don't get paid for it. We do this in representation of all the other light workers in the world that are out there strutting the stuff and trying to spread the light and doing it just for the love of doing it and just for the love of the source and creator. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're doing it for fun and for free.
Yeah, we are.
And basically to shine our light. But
just think of the spiritual abundance you get for it.
That's right. We love it. Okay, then.
Yes.
So, Brother Sean is going to talk to us about using the Magdalene energies for healing.
Right. Well, is it okay to start now, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Never.
Absolutely. What are the Magdalene energies and how are they used for healing?
Okay. Well, before I go into that, Gary, I would like to read a poem that a client sent me in 2004. It was a beautiful lady whom I met on one of my courses in Sheffield, whose husband was dying. And she asked me to call and see him and bring some of the healing oils with the spikenard, which is the Magdalena oil, essence of oil. And she wrote this for me and she sent it to me. And I would like to read it to everybody. And it says, for Christ and Mary, the face of Christ his beauty shows, like the radiance of a new bloom rose. His life was given to save us all. And upon our knees we all should fall to give thanks to this man, the Son of God, who gave us freedom for the paths we have trod. In peace and harmony, in love and bliss, his very feet Mary Magdalena would kiss. The strength of their bond should show us all the strength of love throughout a fall. The pain of what they must have borne would tear through a heart, leaving it tattered and torn. But in death there is life, where again we will meet, to honour our Lord and kneel at his feet. And that was by Hilary Morgan, whose husband, by the way, passed away just a few weeks after this was written and sent to me.
Oh.
The Magdalena energy that you mentioned, Gary... Well, Jan was one of my first students in the UK in 2004. But a lot of people misunderstand the role of Magdalena. And I, for one, as a young Catholic monk, I was punished quite severely on many an occasion for for daring to argue the toss of the coin that Magdalena was not a prostitute or a fallen woman. And I always celebrated her feast day in July with a sense of honor, a sense of privilege, even though my church was telling me that she was a prostitute. But today I was asking for guidance from her. Show me what I can share. And this document fell at my feet. And it is a beautiful document, and I would like to just briefly read it to you. And it's about Please. Mary Magdalena, the Divine Feminine. Miriae Magdala, or Mary Magdalena, is revered by the order of Nazarene Essenes as an incarnation of the heavenly twin soul, Yeshu the Nazarene, Jesus, as the feminine expression of the Nazarene Christ. Mary holds a substantial role with Jesus in their joint messianic office of Savior and Savioress to the seed of light scattered in this field of darkness. Nazarenes see a male-female balance in all things, and because of this sense of male-female balance, Nazarenes find it easy to comprehend the concept of a heavenly mother as well as father, and a female Messiah figure as well as a male. This outlook lends itself to full appreciation and respect for the female. Nazarenes and their acceptance into roles of authority and priestesshood, and the archetype of all female, pre-elections is summed up in the figure of Miriam Magdala, whom Jesus called the woman who knows all. Erroneous beliefs, false doctrines of the Pauline school, Roman Christianity, in an attempt to de-emphasize the importance of woman, sought to characterize Mirai, that's Magdalena, as a reformed prostitute full of devils. They sought to portray the female Messiah of the Nazarenes in a way that conformed with their own distorted image. And Miriam, Virgin Mary, became the Immaculate Virgin. Although the Founding Fathers sought to de-emphasize the role of Miriae in the Gospel message, they failed to fully tarnish her image. In the imperfect and reworked New Testament, as the first witness to the resurrection, Nazarenes seek to return to the pristine image of the historical Miriae and Mariam, and a true understanding of just what the resurrection was. Today, Mary Magdalene is perceived as an avatar who was a high priestess of Isis. It is also said that in another incarnation that the Virgin Mary was Isis. There is a similarity between Osiris and Isis, and Jesus and Mary. And that really leads me to Magdalena, the wonderful, the beautiful Miriam Magdalena. And yet, interestingly, 7 years ago, I had a wonderful phone call from one of our therapists in Ireland, whom Jan knows, and that was Bernie, to tell me that the Catholic Church read a bishop's statement from all the pulpits in Ireland to say that they got the wrong Mary as the prostitute. And then it beggared belief to think, well, there were only three Marys mentioned in the Gospel. Mary, the mother of Jesus, Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalena. So we won't go any further on that. But rather than the church say, we did a heinous crime to Magdalena, why did they do that? Because the early fathers in the Christian church were predominantly full of male ego. And today you and I have been privileged by reawakening to the divine already within us. That's not to say that you've all got to become like me, a Franciscan contemplative monk. No. But what you do as a light worker of peace, which this radio show is all about, it's about empowering us to take back our divinity and to celebrate our uniqueness as the co-creator of God. My love of Magdalena must have begun when I was a very young boy, and I know in the novitiate from 1966 as a trainee nursing monk, I always had a love affair with this woman on a spiritual level, but never fully understood why that was until 2001, when I sensed Jesus and Magdalena come to me and allow me, at that time when I was recovering from a bad bout of mental illness through a prescribed drug, Prozac, and I'd lost everything because of that. But it was a rebirthing process and a new dawn. And as it was Christmas time, I wasn't in a position to buy presents. So I did what came naturally as a monk, as a nurse. And that was to bless their feet, which I did throughout my 38 years of nursing with the dying. And suddenly friends were telling friends, and they were being taken up into a seventh heaven where I had to put them to bed. So when Brother Rob came home, he found that the four bedrooms had different people in them in a total state of nirvana. And I was frightened. I was frightened of the energy because I was immature. I wasn't wise enough to understand it. So I was fearful. The old Catholic Christian was still alive in me. So clearly there was a bit of guilt going on. But since then, I guess I've had to be broken in my mind, my ego, and in my negativity and be set free. And for us to go forward as the hands and feet in divine service to the Supreme, we have to be broken, don't we? Of course. Mm-hmm. So Magdalena guided my heart to bring all that training that she gave me 2,000 years ago when I was anointed by Jesus, as you were, and all the therapists that she brought to me here or in Manchester, in Ireland, in Madeira, in Scotland and around the world, were brothers and sisters of that period in that incarnation. And we were all asked to return into this generation, into this incarnation, to hold the Christ light, the cosmic Christ, and be part of the Hieroscamus, the sacred marriage. And Magdalena is known as the Pistis Sophia. She, being a high priestess of Isis, met Jesus when they were only very young. Because as you know, the gospel story that Jesus, as a young babe, was taken by Joseph and Mary from Judea because of Herod. They were brought to Egypt, and the place where I was guided by Magdalena to go to 8 years ago, where I had a profound spiritual experience, and I discovered there in Taba by the Red Sea that that was my birthplace near Mount Sinai, where Enoch gave the Essenes, the Therapeutae Essenes of Egypt, the Kabbalah, the Tree of Life. And Enoch, as you know, was an incarnation from Metatron, one of the most beautiful, the most powerful archangels who stands in the presence of God. So Magdalena led me there on a retreat. I was irritable, restless. I found it difficult to settle, but that's because I was releasing old stuff. And then I was guided to write exactly what I was given from her and Jesus. the Let Your Light Shine for 2012, which is a beautiful book, and it's their message mentioning all about the Essenes, that wonderful brotherhood and sisterhood that goes back 8,000 years, and my lineage to them. I was made aware of it 5 years ago when I was told that the monastic order I joined, which was German, was founded in the 14th century, and their link was to Mount Carmel, which were the Johannine Essenes established by Magdalena and St. John, a community of love to protect the original teachings of Jesus and the Gospel of Magdalena. So what is this therapy? The therapy is basically hands-on, where you bring in the angelic realm, you bring in the four spheres of angels, the nine choirs above that you're familiar with, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, etc. But then you've got Gaia, our beloved Mother Earth, the nature spirits, the three divas, the elementals, Brother Sun and Sister Moon, all very Franciscan. But you know, Magdalena guides your heart to open your heart in love. And a client that comes for the therapy is the same therapy that she performed on the feet of her beloved before he was crucified. And you take the healing oils of the spikenard, you place your hands upwards facing the Supreme, and you ask a special blessing. And then you work from the knee down to the big toe. And it's not a massage, it's an anointing of soft touch. And it's done in silence. And you're inviting the cosmic Christ to come into that heart and reclaim it for love. With the assistance of Gaia and the archangel princes. And then you seal the therapy, having done the hands, and then you conclude by anointing the third eye, and you back off, and you bring in the cosmic Christ, and Magdalena nurtures that love affair within your being. And towards the end of the therapy, you offer them a glass of pure water, where you ask Gaia to bless it. Not bottled water, water from the earth, natural water. And you hold it in your hands, and you invite our beloved Gaia to cleanse it of all impurities. And then you offer it, and you invite them to take it slowly. At the end of the therapy, you use the teachings of the Essenes, the Essenic affirmations, which number 7. And these affirmations have been used by psychotherapists to this day, bearing in mind they're 8,000 years old, but they reprogram the soul's DNA. And I was given these, and I had no proof, I had no anecdotal evidence. I took all of this in trust. And I guess I put myself out of business as a therapist, because like Reiki, and I was trained as a Reiki master, but I was guided by Magdalena not to use the Reiki, especially the Yeshua Reiki, which I was attuned to, because it was predominantly a masculine energy and it didn't work with the feminine, unlike Sikkim and Teramai. And I thought that's very strange, but I trusted her. And she gave me these affirmations to say, which she used as a high priestess of Isis. And the first one is, I am getting better and better every day in every way. And the second, I am a whole and perfect child of God. And the third, I am perfect just the way I am. And I choose to continue to grow and evolve into my full potential. And the fourth, Spirit goes before me, making my way easy, harmonious and successful. And then you conclude with three very important affirmations. And they're called the forgiveness affirmations. And here you say, I, Sean, now forgive myself for all the pain and suffering I have caused myself on all levels, in all ways since the beginning of time. The sixth, I forgive myself right now. And finally, the seventh, I, Sean, am now willing to release the need for whatever that problem is in my life. And I, Sean, release it now, accepting and trusting God, Holy Spirit, and the angelic energies, and the process of life to assist me to heal and to meet all my needs and desires in a healthy way. So basically, the therapy that Magdalena has given us for the world today is a very practical self-healing tool that empowers us not to embrace religion. I don't do religion. Yes, I'm a monk of the Christian Catholic persuasion, but I'm free. I'm on the outside looking in. But I embrace all faiths as an interspiritual Franciscan. And Magdalena therapy is rooted in love. It's rooted in service. It's rooted in self-empowerment. It's rooted in reprogramming a negative mindset into a positive mindset that liberates the soul to see the face of the beloved, to see the I Am presence, and to begin a new journey of love. Trusting in your heart, not your ego or your negative mindsets, because they are being transformed with these affirmations which are said twice a day for 30 days. First thing in the morning before you clean your teeth, and last thing at night before you switch the light out. Why do we do it that way? Well, I'm sure many of you know about the brain cells alpha, beta, theta, and zeta. Yeah, well,
yes.
The angelic energies work primarily with the alpha and the beta. And occasionally they can overlap into zeta and theta. And they reprogram the subconscious mind to come from a negative, bringing the ego and the mind that's been exposed to so much trauma back into a loving heart, wherein lives the essence of all that is sacred. And then 30 days of doing that religiously, you do find a difference. And I have to be humble here and say that I put myself out of business as a therapist, because no client ever came back for a second helping. When I asked the divine to come in, my belief is very simple now. I trust implicitly that what I ask for from my heart, for this person in the name of Magdalena and the Cosmic Christ, they do the business. And it's not my position to know and have all the anecdotal evidence. My position is that I'm in service. I am not the guru. I'm not the teacher. I'm in service to a beautiful goddess who for me is the beloved whom Jesus loved and whom my church regrettably discredited because they were threatened by her, because she was knowledgeable. And that's why Jesus loved her, because she was as his twin flame, one of pure love. And she was sacrificed on the altars of male ego, where she was forced to leave Jerusalem, pregnant with his child, and go to France. And lots of stories have been told about that. And I know Dan Brown has written the Da Vinci Code, and a lot of people use a lot of guesswork. The Grail, I believe, the Grail is the balance of the Christ Magdalena within your heart. The Holy Grail exists when you have surrendered your heart to their love and they fill it each day with pure light. So that's really it. And I will leave it to you now to just hold that love, because I've shared it with you in love. And the course is now, sadly, I don't do the residential anymore, because as an enclosed monk, I have to stick to my own routine. But all these courses are done online, not in groups, because in groups you have group dynamics. And there's always one that likes to be number one. And Magdalena discouraged me from training groups. So now she works with me on a one-to-one basis online. And you do not have to be clever. And it's not about being academically clever. It's about, are you willing to open your heart to her love? And that's it really in a nutshell.
That's very powerful, Brother Sean.
Yes, thank you so much.
It's a very, very powerful therapy. And it's also possible to do it distant healing as well. And it's also the very same divine feminine energies that our Isa is always speaking about.
Mm. Right, right. And the surrendered heart, he also speaks about that.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, they said that the surrendered heart is the toroidal field through which we pass to ascension. So it's through that surrendered, the magnetic field of the surrendered heart.
Mm-hmm. And it's about living in your heart. Yeah, it's about living in your heart and coming from your heart center rather than the head center.
Or the intellect, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow. Anyway, that's fabulous. Thank you very much for that, Brother Sean. We're going to be doing the meditation in just a few minutes, but first of all, we're just going to watch this little video. So if everybody pulls up the player and pauses it, I'll do the countdown for the music, which I've got uploaded to the switchboard so that the people
can hear it. And I've also put the link to the video in the chat room for those of you who have not pulled it up already.
Okay, so shall I count you down now?
Absolutely. Yes. In your inimitable fashion, go ahead.
Okay, so it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. Right now, it's time to light our candles. Time for our candle ceremony, which we always do live, because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which are, as always, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind, down into the heart of Gaia and all around the world. So I'm lighting my candle right now. I've already lit my Nag Champa, which helps to purify the atmosphere, ready for us to call in the angelic realm to help us. So we're going to do that right now. And because there's energy in the ancient names of the angels, and three is the sacred number that maximizes this energy, we're going to say their names three times. So I'd like to say, Mikael, Mikael, Mikael. Please be with us now, blessed Archangel, to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies, please be with us now. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Now, it doesn't matter where you are in the world or what timeline you're on, we're now in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels to assist us in sending out the healing. Now I'd like to ask Marika to say the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
feel comfortable and safe in those beautiful energies. And I invite you to just relax and allow your feet touch the floor and be aware of Mother Earth, our beautiful Gaia, because she's releasing love from all that is sacred from this earth plane, and she's balancing and cleansing all of your chakras and restoring wellness, balance and harmony. And now we look at our in-breaths and we take nice, non-labored breaths. And now we release any tension into the arms of Gaia, the nature spirits who love us. And quietly we say to ourselves, I am a child of the light. I am a child of love. And as you sit quietly, you become aware of a feminine presence. And as she approaches you, you know her. You know her, and her name is Magdalena. The divine feminine energies of Source. And she comes to you and she asks your permission. May she anoint your feet with the healing oils of Spikenard. And as she kneels before you, she summons the archangels Michael from the north, Uriel from the east, Gabriel from the south, and Raphael from the west. And she now calls on the Archangel Metatron, who is standing in the presence of Source, to come and place their hands on your heart, preparing you to receive an influx of the Christ life, and allow you to embrace Christ consciousness. And now that you are relaxed, you are feeling safe and loved. And maybe this is for the first time in your life, but you are safe now. And Magdalena shows you her hand. Look at those hands. They are weathered from working in service for a loving Father, Mother, God. And she places the spikenard on her hands and she now proceeds to anoint your feet. And she gently caresses your feet. Feel the vibration of love flowing from her hands as she caresses your feet and bathes them with divine love. Be aware of that love that the Supreme has for you this evening. And allow your heart center to receive that acknowledgement that as a child of the light, you are whole, you are perfection, you are complete. And you can smell the fragrance of this pure essential oil. And it is the spikenard. The same spikenard that she used on the feet of her beloved, Lord Sananda Jesus, the barefoot Galilean, who offered himself as an offering of love for your freedom and mine. And she now gently kisses your feet. And you sense a surge of divine love flow right up into your heart. And she now places your feet in a warm tunnel to keep them warm and to allow the oils be absorbed by the warmth of your love. And she now comes to your hands and she blesses them and holds them together like a butterfly's wings. And now she stands behind you and anoints your crown chakra and your third eye. And then she proceeds down to your throat chakra and now to where your heart is. She places her hands with the hands of the Archangel Princess, and she invokes the Christ light to come and touch you and bathe you in the oneness of all that is sacred. And she acknowledges your belief, and she respects your divinity, and she invites you to take back your power and reclaim all that you are as a child of love, in service to Source. Be still now. Be still and just allow yourself experience a reawakening to the cosmic Christ within you. Be aware of the feminine energies of Source, which have been portrayed through Isis, Kuan Yin, Gaia, Magdalena, Mother Mary, and many of the world's famous female holy men and women who have walked this earth. Relax now. And as you place your hands over your heart, you can sense the presence of pure love. And it's inviting you to repeat the mantra again, I am a child of love. I am a child of the light. I am a child of the Supreme. And I was born for this. I was born for this. Relax now and rest in the arms of the beloved. And Magdalena asks your permission to leave so that you can be bathed in the Christ consciousness of love. Be still now. Be still in the presence of unconditional, selfless, reverent love for you. Be still. And allow your heart receive this free gift from my heart to the heart of the Supreme who lives in you, who called you by your name this evening and who has loved you with an everlasting love. Feel that love now. Feel the love of the universe envelop every part of you now. And we ask Archangel Michael to allow you step into a pyramid of light where nothing of a negative mindset will rape your divinity again. Enjoy coming home to love, because you are love, and you are love. Namaste, shalom, inshallah, patset bonum om shantim, solo de caritas. And may the peace of all that is sacred in your life empower you now to self-heal and move forward as an ambassador of peace. God bless and thank you.
Thank you, Brother Sean. That was absolutely fantastic. And now we'd like to ask you to close your chakras. And to do that, we'll go to the top of the head. Closing that chakra. Closing the crown chakra. The top of the head. Then down to the third eye, closing that chakra. And down to the throat chakra, closing that one. Down to the heart chakra, closing that one. And down to the solar plexus, closing that one. To the navel chakra, closing that chakra. Down to the base chakra, closing that one. Down to the feet chakra, closing that one. Bring the light back up to the top of your head. And as Brother Sean said, we will ask the Archangel Michael to put us in a pyramid of purple light, as used by the ancient Egyptians, for protection, to keep you safe and protected until next time we meet, or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. And thank you to the angelic realm and the Sananda Jesus and Magdalene energies. Thank you, Brother Sean. That was absolutely beautiful. Meditation was absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, thank you, Brother Sean. That was beautiful.
Fantastic.
Yes. Thanks. Yes, yes,
yes. Right, we're not doing too bad for time, are we? And I've had a special request for this song. And so I'm going to give this one a bit of a spin. And it's special,
okay.
Special request by Brother Sean.
Thank you.
That was my brother-in-law on the lead guitar there, Duncan Sikora. Anyway, we've got another track.
Amazing, he was well done.
Yeah, he's really good, isn't he? And
yes,
that was my daughters and sisters doing the harmonies in the background and my son on keyboards. We're going to re-record that one.
All sounded familiar.
And I can't fool you, can I, Gary? Okay,
no, you can't fool me.
Going to give this one a spin. Next week, we've got Jivanda. And we're really looking forward to... Yeah, Jivanda. We'll just play this one, and then we'll bring Brother Sean on and say goodbye. And good night. God bless to everybody. Lovely, my personal heaven. Okay, are you there, Brother Sean? We're going to say goodnight, God bless to you, and thank you for the wonderful meditation. Absolutely great.
I'm still here.
And you were in a monastery near Dublin, wasn't it? Not Belfast.
It was in Northern Ireland, but it was in Warren Point, County Down.
Oh, was
it? About an hour's drive from Belfast.
Right, okay. Is that anywhere near Castle Douglas?
Not too far.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. Everybody, thank you in the chat room. I don't know if you can see. Can you see the chat room, Sean?
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can. Oh, that's brilliant.
Oh, wonderful. Yes.
Mm. Well, as I said, we have Juvanda next week, so I'm looking forward to that show. And Risa in Spirituality, 37 minutes until show. Steve has written in the chat room. So,
great.
I didn't know about that one. That must be...
Yeah, Sarisa is doing a later show today because Marcus preempted him, and then we came on, and I guess Marcus is doing one later. So,
thank you so much
for joining us again, Sean. It's wonderful to hear your voice again, my friend.
Brilliant.
Look forward again to next time. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, if anybody wants any more information, they can always go on the website. Just type in monasteryofstfrancis.com.
MonasteryofStFrancis.com, and your website is Sean-Bradley.com.
Right? Yes, I've got two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if they get on one, they can find the other from there, can't they?
Yes, they can, but it was a joy being with you all tonight, and bless you all. And thank you.
You were amazing as always, Brother Sean.
I'm sure you say the nicest things to God bless you all.
Oh, bless you too. About
bless
that show that you've just been on, Marcus asked me to come on the show, but I clicked on it yesterday and it said the 27th, and I clicked on it today and it said the 26th, so I thought I'd missed it. But anyway, I did miss it somehow, but I would have liked to have been on the show. But anyway, I was busy preparing for this one, so... I suppose I've got a good excuse. But anyway, my apologies for not being there. But thank you very much, everybody, for helping to co-create the wonderful energies along with Brother Sean. Absolutely fantastic. And I think we can only finish off with a song about miracles. What do you think?
Great.
That's perfect.
Okay, so we're going to give this one a bit of a twirl. Adam Lambert, Time for Miracles. It's one of my favourite songs that I discovered last year. Thank you very much. Good night. God bless everybody. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you, John Christie. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Sean.
Yes,
and
look
forward to having Juvanda on with us next week. Thank you all.
Yeah,
God bless you.
Thank you. Good night. God bless. Bye, Sean.
Bye-bye.
Love you all. Bye. Cause I